I've been asking since I've been in Arkansas, naturally. I ask people about razorback hogs. Is there really such thing as a razorback?
Yeah. But they're scarce now. But they were wild hogs. The last one I saw was in the 30s. They caught him. Two brothers that were school teachers. They called him up at Green's Chapel. That's on 70 Highway between the junction over here. You notice where 70 took off of 71. Between there and there's a little old community up there. Green's Chapel, and up north of Green's Chapel is a government national forest, you know, and these wild hogs were up in there, and they'd come down, and they caught six of them, built a real stout pen, put them in. First night, four of them got out. Those dudes would, you'd get anyways near them, or they would run at you with a little tushy sticking out to them. They had to shoot those four. Of course, they weren't fat because they'd been running outside. They finally got the other two fattened up. But the meat wasn't any good.
It's tough meat.
Tough, yeah.
So talking about animals, how would you describe the sound that's made by a calf, you know, when it's being weaned?
Bawling.
Would you say the same thing about a cow, maybe, that's hungry or?
Yeah, in heat. Old cow bawls.
Cow bawls. Well, what would you say a horse does?
He nickers.
Horse nickers.
Yeah. Donkey brays.
Donkey brays.
Yeah, mule and donkey will bray, and the horse nickers.
Okay. Or say a hen that's trying to hatch out something. You'd call that a
setting hen. Yeah.
And talking about chickens, these things that you would ship the chicken to market in?
Coops. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some people call them poops. Around here, always chicken coop.
Chicken coop. Well, when you fry a chicken, you know, there's usually a piece that the children like to get a hold of so they can pull it
pull it on.
Pull it on.
Yeah. Some of them call them wishbones.
You know what the story is behind that?
The wishbone? Mm-hmm. Yeah. You put it on the table, whichever one gets the short piece, his wish supposed to come true.
Okay. Well, have you ever heard any general term used to describe the inside parts of a hog that you can eat but you might not normally, like maybe the lungs and the heart and parts like that?
And the chitlins, the intestines. And hogs have lights too. Lungs and lights, hearts, liver.